When you decide that you want more from your life than what you currently have, you will face resistance. Yes, your mind and your body will both work hard to keep you in your comfort zone, to keep you stuck. I've talked in the past about the lizard brain and how it's that part of your body, part of your brain that is primed for survival. And your lizard brain attaches the feeling of danger to anything that's out of the normal. Even bad habits, when you try to change, your lizard brain is the one that will thing that will try to keep you from changing. Anything new or different, your lizard brain thinks is a possible threat that might kill you. It's just the way your lizard brain is wired. And your lizard brain works together with your subconscious to bring that resistance that you feel when you try to create a better life for yourself. It lodges that feeling in your subconscious. It works together, actually, with your subconscious to resist you when you try to change. And there are two beliefs that your subconscious uses, just like a kill switch, to keep you stuck. Hello, welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. I am Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and this place, Monday Morning Mindset, is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset, the way you think, the way you think about yourself determines your success in whatever you do. And developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. So this week I'm going to talk about the most common belief that your subconscious uses to keep you stuck. And I'm going to talk about the other one next week. There are two beliefs that your subconscious will use to keep you from making progress, to keep you in your comfort zone. And your comfort zone, if you're trying to do something different, trying to create a better life, your comfort zone is being stuck. The most common resistance that you will feel when you try to create something, you know, and this is the same for anything you try to do. You try to create a piece of music, try to write, you know, decide you're going to write a book, you're going to create something, or if you're just trying to improve your life and make your life better, the common category, the best way to describe this is your brain, your subconscious, will create a feeling of powerlessness. The feeling of being powerless comes in several different packages. And you know, depending on kind of who you are, where you are in life, your subconscious may use a combination of these or just one of them. So the first one in general, the first package that it comes in, this feeling of being powerless comes in, is I can't do it because the man is holding me down. This is the idea that there is some powerful force. There are other people out there conspiring against you. Could be the government, could be the evil corporations, big pharma, big oil. You pick your conspiracy. There are people out there, you know, the rich people. If you know, a lot of times, well, they say, well, you know, if the rich people would just give the working man a break, we would be able to get something done. That's the idea that I'm talking about. There's something out there working against you to keep you stuck. This is what I call a victim mindset. I can't do it because they're keeping me from it. It's it is a common thing. And to some extent, you know, we all kind of feel that. I mean, just the way the world is put together and the way things are, sometimes it seems like yeah, there's somebody behind the curtain that is, you know, they're really kind of keeping us down. That oftentimes will keep you from doing the things. I mean, it becomes an excuse. It's like, well, I can't do that because, you know, if I start doing that, you know, somebody with more money than me is going to come and you know, pull the rug out from underneath me. But, you know, that may not be you. We've got other packages that probably will apply. You know, you'll find yourself in here somewhere. The second kind of package that the feeling of being powerless comes in, and this is very common, I'm not good enough. And you know, that kind of has several different flavors. You know, you can say, well, I'm just not good enough to go do that thing. You know, I'd really like to be, you know, the kind of person that I imagine in my dreams. I'd like to do that, but really deep down, I know I'm not good enough, or, you know, I don't know enough. A lot of people out there think I have to know everything about this new venture. Wherever I'm going, I need to study and know all about it before I can ever start. That is a feeling of being powerless. You know, kind of in general, you say, I don't have what it takes to be that kind of person who does those kinds of things. The third one is comparison. Now, you see this as well. You look at other people, and they seem to be doing so much better than you. You know, they're better looking, they have better clothes, better job, better, you know, whatever. And you look at runners. I mean, I know I've talked to a lot of runners who are afraid to go and, you know, enter a race because it was like, well, my goodness. I mean, there's people who are the thinner, they're faster. And, you know, I may be the last one to cross the finish line. And, you know, what would people think of me if I was that? The sense of comparison of I will never measure up to those people and, you know, whoever, you know, it's your imagination that creates those people. You know, to make them superstars. And so you look at that and use that as an excuse to stay stuck. Another way that powerlessness is packaged is circumstances. This is kind of related to like number one of, instead of the man holding you back, it's some unseen force in the universe. You say, I never get a lucky break. I never get a break. It just, you know, no matter how hard I try, things never seem to go my way. I'm just unlucky. In fact, there's a lot of country songs that have this same, you can find this kind of mindset, this kind of idea of, I'll always screw it up somehow. You know, lose the truck, lose your dog. You've heard the country songs. I won't sing it. Another way that powerlessness is packaged is in your self-image. Kind of like the previous one of I never get a break. This one is, you know, I'm just such a loser that, you know, I can try to do things, but you know how I am. I'll just find a way to screw it up. And I've heard this from a lot of people as well. The idea that, yeah, I'm just, it's kind of related to I'm not good enough, but it's deeper. It's a self-image of like, you know, I get started and I just find a way to mess things up. That's just who I am. So all of these things are related to basically the category of saying it's the feeling of being powerless. And the thing is that when you decide that you want to do something different, do something new, create something, or if you create a better life for yourself, improve yourself, be a better person, be the best version of yourself, move out of that comfort zone to improve yourself, your subconscious and your lizard brain feel that is it. You know, this is, you're doing something different. This is new. And your mind will use some version of these, maybe a few of them, to keep you stuck by making you feel like you don't have the power to change. It is really not a rational decision. It is not a rational. And the thing is, you can use logic to say, okay, I feel this way. I feel powerless. And in your logic and your rational mind, you know that it's not true. You know that you really could do it, but your subconscious is so much more powerful than your conscious thoughts that your subconscious is going to win every time. And so that feeling that you don't have the power to change anything in your life is going to win out most of the time. So what do you do? Well, that's kind of where I come in as a mindset coach. This is what I help my clients deal with. Those feelings of, you know, not measuring up, self-image, circumstances, because it is just a feeling, it's not rational. And so the rational brain of like, this is the person that I want to be, I keep feeling stuck because I can't get there. So, but I'm going to give you this is what I tell my clients to do. So I'm giving this to you for free. What do you do when you feel like you are powerless? The way that you take back your power is by making a decision. Now, you have to make a decision in two different steps, a two-step decision. First, you decide what you want. Now, that sounds easy. You know, like it's like decide what you want. Should be, it's not necessarily all that easy, because the decision of what you want, you have to take step two to decide that you're going to do what you need to do to get what you want. So a lot of times people say that they decide what they want. You know, I want to do this. I want to be this way. I want to write a book. I want to, you know, run. I want to start running. I want to run 100 miles. There's a lot of things that, you know, people kind of look at and say, yes, I want to do it. And they say it, but instead of a decision, it's really kind of a wish. Oh, you know, I wish I could be that way. I wish I could do that. But they're really stating it as a saying, like it's a firm decision. Yes, this is what I want. So you have to decide what you want and make sure it's something that you want badly enough that there's enough passion there that you're going to do what you need to do to get what you want. Now, making the decision, this is done with your conscious brain. You're deciding with your conscious, and your subconscious is still going to sit back there and make you feel powerless. So in order to flip the switch in your subconscious, attach a positive emotion to your decision. Now you can visualize, you know, when you were extremely grateful for something, and then switch that emotion over and attach it to your decision. It's a mental shift that you can do. It's not difficult, but you have to feel, along with your logical decision, you need an emotion attached to it as well to get it into your subconscious. So I hope this has been helpful. We will cover the other tool or the other thing that your subconscious uses to keep you stuck next week. Until then, thanks for listening. See you next time.